all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. If your parents take away your smartphone and you are so desperate to tweet that that you figure out how to use your smart fridge to send tweets,
what?
That's all I need to know about you.
Give that kid a job, man. Frankly, I mean, you're innovative. You know, you're overcoming obstacles. I mean, give that kid a job.
No, she needs to go to cell phone rehab. Is where she needs to go.
Well, this is the future.
Yeah, 15-year-old girl. Her mom took her phone away because she accidentally started a fire while being distracted in their kitchen. Pretty good reason to take your phone away.
I mean, kitchen accidents happen.
Okay.
Fire.
So
though?
She figured out that she could use her Nintendo DS to tweet. So she started doing that. Her mom figured it out, confiscated that too.
You're right.
Then she walked by the refrigerator, which is a smart fridge.
Right, right.
And she figured out how she can tweet from her fridge.
Awesome.
Unbelievable.
Can you imagine? Like, the level of genius and insanity it must
be. That's what I'm saying.
To get to that,
Samsung needs to send her a t-shirt. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I can't even get my ice maker to work correctly. I want to kick that fridge so bad that's in my house. She's using it to communicate with the world.
Yeah, she's an Ariana Grande super fan.
I mean, it's amazing. Ah. She's so just started a YouTube channel with it. You know what I mean?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Now the hashtag Free Dorothy is trending so that her mom will give her back her smartphone so she can stop tweeting from the refrigerator.
I love it.
You know?
I mean, the merit is there, really, for her to be an influencer.
A modern day MacGyver.
Consider the other people that we've rewarded in society. That kid right there needs a job. And where are you, NSA? Hire this kid, all right? You're going to need them.
Wow, that's all I need to know about you.
I've got one for you here. If you're upset when you're taken off the guest list for a party that you have been invited to for years and years and years and never once attended and frankly don't even RSVP to anymore, that's all I need to know
this
about you.
This could be like I'm saying it to you, Raven.
Right.
That could be like, do you know how many times I've invited Raven to my family thing that he has never come?
And then when you don't, I get upset.
And I'm not going to anymore.
Aww.
I told you after baptism.
Upset now. Now I'm going to get upset.
I'm making the list for the first birthday. Wow. Guess who's not on it?
It was interesting. Wow. You flipped it on me. That was interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right.
If you're the guy that hasn't spoken to his family in 4 years because you're so mad at the sound of their chewing, that's all I need to know about you.
Ooh.
Are you an aggressive chewer?
No. A California man just does not want to speak to his family because...
Well,
that's
that is annoying.
Every single
that
day.
That is annoying.
So my husband is an aggressive
like cows, chewer. So he opens his mouth when he chews?
Yeah, and it doesn't bother me, but for some reason it makes my mom go crazy.
I mean, you're supposed to keep your mouth shut when you're chewing.
And he makes like this noise, like this appreciative, like...
no, I can't. That's just too weird.
I think
no wonder
I'm used
it drives
to
your mom.
But like, my mom loses her mind.
Right.
Apple! What do you do, Apple? it's like the same thing all the time. She yells at her. All right. If you're an aggressive chewer and you have thoughts on this number.
Right.
All right, if you want to chime in too, call us 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. After work last week, I got in the elevator to go down to the main lobby, and there was this gentleman who had won tickets that was in the elevator with me.
Okay.
He was a very nice man. And we just started talking, and I asked him, like, oh, what do you do? And he said that he used to be a photographer before all the robots and technology came in, and now it's been hard for him to get work. But he was very positive.
Dang, iPhone. You killed this dude.
Well, basically, Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. I mean, the positivity that the man had was radiant. It really, really was. Like,
radiant.
He had a smile on his face. He was like, listen, it is what it is.
Right.
He's like, what am I going to do?
A VCR chopped my leg off and took away my ability to feed my family and provide for those that are around me that care.
But have a great time at that Justin Timberlake concert.
Right.
You know?
Because I can shoot a great video now. I can shoot 1080p right here and something that fits in the palm of my hand.
But it got me thinking. I mean, even with the smile on his face, I said, it's got to sting a little bit to basically have technology get rid of your job. And I think for a lot of us, like, that's a possibility.
Sure, it's going to age us out, man.
Yeah, we're
going to be obsolete.
Robots that are going to take over and we're not going to have jobs anymore.
When you watch future shows or future movies, the whole thing about being in the future, right, is convenience and not putting yourself in danger and that type of stuff. So let's be honest. That means being lazy. Really, really, really lazy. Like, if there's a robot that will take out your trash or drive you to and from work, or you can do everything in the comfort of your own living room, you're just getting lazy, man.
Well, yes. But it turns out...
Flying chairs...
So you don't have to ever stand up.
You don't have to walk.
Oh, my iWatch will go crazy.
I'm just telling you.
Please stand.
I'm telling
stand.
You, man.
Are you dead?
Right? Like, you're going to get lazy.
But there is a study that was done, and it asked people, it said, would you rather lose your job mm-hmm. to a human or to a robot?
Right, right.
And
right.
I was really surprised by what the findings are. Raven, let me ask you.
Yep.
If you had to lose our job here right. to a robot, would you rather have it be a robot or another human?
Well, probably robot. I feel like robot's actually inevitable. For this job, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Don't say that.
Somebody else
Don't
that comes that. Up here that's a person, I feel like basically, you know, they're a nemesis or whatever. So then
right.
I just plot
yes.
their destruction at yes. that point.
Producer Christian, what do you think?
But it's to, over,
it
it's over.
To, it has to be a robot because if it's another person, like Raven said, you're going to hate that
right.
person.
Right, right. What's next? That person takes everything I love?
Right, exactly.
And a dog that looks like me? Huh? You start sending my wife leery messages online, that
comes
type of
my
stuff?
House, takes my cat.
And I need a robot I can take
that.
Out. Mr. Toaster Man, I'm going to crush you.
Well, right? yeah, because it's exactly what you guys said. If somebody came here and all of a sudden you don't hear me in the morning
right.
and then you hear another female, that somebody here made a decision that that girl is better than I am.
That's right.
You
exactly.
know?
That is right.
And if it's a robot, you're like, well, it's a robot. Yeah. Like, what am I going to do?
It's made of metal. I'm not. But I don't know what I'm going to do.
We're in the minority, though, because 70% said they'd rather have a human take over their job over a robot.
I think that's short-sighted.
No,
I mean, at the end of the day, you're not paying your rent one way or the other, you know?
right.
But then
right.
I'm like, nobody's getting paid for rent, I guess, if it's a robot. I don't know.
Well,
robot's inanimate, so I feel less angry at it.
Coming up next, though, we're going to see what it's like if robots took over our jobs.
Hey, you thought what I said was dangerous. Now you're going to show that a robot can do the job?
Tempting
yeah.
fate.
That's not smart.
It's coming up next right here on Star 99.9. We asked you, if you had to lose your job, would you rather lose it to a human or to a robot? Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Jill wrote on our Facebook page, I would hope a robot yoga teacher will never exist. Well, they might.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, robots, they don't even need to be double jointed because their joints just don't have limitations, right? So they can just put everything on a spindle.
That's
Imagine
true.
How flexible they'd be. And let's face it, some of those robotic voices can be a little bit relaxing.
Mary wrote, humans all the way. Just look at the robot at Stop and Shop in Milford. What a waste of money. How dare you speak of Marty that way?
I mean,
spill detected.
People are
spill
still
detected.
Really, really mad at Marty.
I mean, I like Marty.
Right.
When I walk into Stop and Shop, I'm like, what's up, boy? But I did see an older man trying to get money out of it like it was an ATM.
Right. Is Marty a guy or is it a girl?
Marty's a guy.
I feel like Marty was purposely designed to be, you know, like unisexual.
You know, you might
you know?
Be right.
Is that the word? Unisex?
I don't think unisexual is a word.
Right. But I just invented that. I feel dirty already.
Put a patent on that.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
It's funny because Raven and I and producer Christian all agreed that we all would want to be replaced by robots out of the sheer reason that we're selfish. We don't want to think anybody human can do our job better.
Right. There's no person that can outperform me whatsoever. Then I have to hate you in all sorts of different degrees of my life.
Right.
Or you know what I mean? Or feel defeated by you.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Would you rather have a human take over or a robot?
I would prefer a human. Even though I'm losing a job, somebody else is still gaining, you know? Just because I'm losing something doesn't mean everybody has to lose something, you know? I just can't look at it like that.
See, this is a good person right here. Far better than you or I.
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
Yeah, I drive trucks. I drive trucks for a living.
Yeah, so they're talking about that. I mean, robot trucks. Volvo's already got remote-controlled trucks.
Yeah.
And a Zap. They also have that cool commercial where Jean-Claude Van Damme does a split between two of those robotic trucks driving those streets.
Oh, man, here we go.
You've seen that, right?
Yeah, that definitely looked good in my head.
Yeah, that is a sexy video there. Jean-Claude Van Damme, still very flexible, Anna Zapp.
Well, if I was on 95, I would rather have you driving the truck next to me than a robot. That's for sure.
That's for sure, definitely. You guys have a great day.
You too, thank you.
You too. I thought you were going to say you'd rather have Jean-Claude Van Damme sprawl between two trucks going over.
Well, I mean, I guess, yeah. That, right.
Right?
Yeah.
That's just a visual that'll wake you up right there in the morning, huh? On the Wilbur Cross?
Well,
be careful, Jean-Claude. The overpass is coming up, bro.
All right. So what I did was I created three versions of DJs that were robot us.
So we're going to the future with robots?
Yep. Here we go.
I love it.
And you're going to decide, do we want robot Anna or real Anna?
Oh, I didn't think we were going to put this to a vote. This is a bad idea.
Here we go.
A man was arrested after he was found with brass knuckles at Brantley International Airport on Wednesday around 5:30 p.m. Matthew Smith attempted to pass through the screening area with the brass knuckles. The brass knuckles are considered to be a dangerous weapon.
Okay, now,
That robot chose an aggressive story.
She, she has to report the news, whether or not we like it or not.
I mean, I would have liked the news to be happier.
These are all real news articles, by the way.
All right.
Robot Anna or Human Anna?
I'm going to go with Human Anna on that one because Human Anna has a better positive attitude.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Same. Okay.
But
how about Robot Raven or Human Raven?
On September 24th, the wait will be over. The Pearsons return for season 4 on NBC, and the cast is promising an even more intimate exploration of their complex family dynamics. Be prepared to cry every single week when This Is Us returns to NBC.
I feel like...
That robot's smart. Chose robot, a good, very popular show.
Robot Raven sounds like he has heart.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe
he puts some emotion in there.
That's the difference between the real one and the robot one.
Like, you're dead inside. But
what
this
they did
robot.
Was they were like, what we're going to do is we're going to take the weaknesses of the other one, and then we are going to change it, and we'll make it strengths of the new one here.
I'll take human. But you want to know what? At the end of the day, I'll take human
it's like
Raven.
Weapon X.
Yeah. I'll take human Raven. Too.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. But maybe on weekends I could take robot Raven. All right. How about robot producer Christian?
What's he doing?
Star Furnace Tank Store has been dealing with a rash of fake gold jewelry being brought in by unsuspecting customers that could be part of a scam in ports across the state. The workers at Good Old Tom's in East Hartford say they've seen an alarming increase in fake jewelry being brought in for resale.
I feel like when you're talking about stolen gold jewelry,
right.
You want a robot to tell you about it.
So, yeah, the robot is talking about pawn shops. I love it. Right. Good.
Please do not pawn me for money.
Right. Producer Christian, we'll keep the live human you too.
Yay!
Until this one works for less money.
You'll be saying wow every time you use this towel.
This is my George Foreman Femicide Grill.
Call now. We'll give you a second set absolutely free.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. It's time for the Anna and Raven Miracle Product Review. This is when we find an item that's got a lot of hype, and we put it to the test to see if it actually works.
You know how it is. You're flipping through the channels late at night, all right? You're looking for something amazing to change your life, or you get one of those suggestion emails from Amazon that none of us can really resist. You say to yourself, it's got 4.5 stars. Of course it'll change my life, right?
Yeah. And we're putting this on Facebook Live, so you can search Anna and Raven and watch it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's going on. Now, I haven't been shy about talking about the fact that this baby weight will not fall off me. I have tried basically everything at this point, except eating healthy. And I'm having a very difficult time. Right. I am working out hard, but the whole diet thing is a problem.
You're doing that. You are working out hard.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
That we know, but you're still eating.
Right. Anyway, so everyone keeps talking, especially the Kardashian, about those waist trimmers, right? So I bought a waist trimmer. I'm showing everybody on Facebook Live right now.
What is a waist trimmer?
You wear it around your waist, and it's supposed to, like, melt away the pounds and help you lose weight. Producer Christian, can you take this over to Raven and start putting it on him?
Sure. What?
All right. So it basically looks like a giant Band-Aid that we're going to strap Raven into.
It's going to cover you in this.
I mean, I thought, honestly, that it was just like a Spanx thing or something like that. This is actually supposed to make me thinner?
Yeah. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read some of the reviews while Producer Christian tries to strap you into that.
I mean, he hasn't even touched me yet, and it's already uncomfortable.
So the good reviews say absolutely love this.
Fits
well. I sweat doing absolutely nothing. I have seen a flatter stomach in just 1 week. That is good. Are you okay over there?
I mean, he has to, like, wrench it on me.
Yep.
To put it on me.
Another 5-star
Hook
review.
Hook it like a bra, bro.
Says that I lost a pant size in mama's belly after C-section. All those that have one know the struggle. Girl, I know the struggle.
I mean, but if you lose a pant size, is it just because you're wearing this thing? I'm trying to push back against you. If I don't push back against the tension of the band here, I'm going to fall over.
All right. Oh, my gosh. Are you all right over there?
I actually got fitted yesterday for a tuxedo for a friend's wedding.
Yeah.
Same process as they measure around. They're like, do you want a snug fit or what?
This is essentially like Producer Christian putting a corset on Raven right now.
Get it on?
Okay, here's some of the 1-star reviews.
Yep.
This belt will make your belly sweat. As a matter of fact, you will sweat so much that when you remove it, you will have a pool of sweat dripping down your pants like you just peed yourself.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Okay.
Which reviews do you usually gravitate to? The ones that say that it's going to be amazing or the ones that say it's terrible?
I read a variety of them just to make sure.
Thanks.
Another 1-star says...
Feels natural.
It says, no support, cheap, would not recommend unless you weigh less than 100 pounds. I mean, it fits you. You're on it.
If you weigh less than 100, I just realized that you put the cord of my headphones inside this thing. So if you don't remove this, I'll be stuck in this position for the rest of the program.
You're gonna have to. We have to see if you shrink. Look how skinny you look.
It felt like I was just like
looked skinny.
Your ribs.
You have an hourglass figure.
I mean, I feel like I may vomit. Like my stomach is in my lungs right now at this point.
Raven is wearing a waist cincher. If you're just turning us on this morning, we're giving it a review.
See, it's making me belch because it's squeezing the air out of my frame here.
Here's another 1-star review.
His lungs.
Didn't feel strong enough to actually hold my tummy tight. More of a light spandex feel to it, but oh my God, that smell. After trying it on for a few minutes, I smell like a rubber tire. It soaked into my garments.
Please don't smell like a rubber tire. We're trapped in this room for like 8 hours.
I had a skin rashes all over where it came off and touched my skin. Had to get medical attention for the rash.
Oh my gosh.
I'm telling you, it's pushing air out of my body.
Do you want
right
it tighter
now.
Or looser?
Are you feeling like, skinnier?
It's like, no. I mean, I feel like I might vomit. Like for a minute, I felt like sick, and now I feel a little bit lightheaded and weak.
Would you say that this works?
I mean, I know my heart's up here, but the circulation is not doing good.
This might actually kill him.
Now, if Kim Kardashian said you should wear this to be skinny, would you wear this?
Oh, no.
Like, right now, you could probably put on her Met Gala dress and look like you have no ribs.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying not to belch over here.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to have any ribs left.
Oh, stop. God, this is terrible.
That's disgusting.
You got to get it off of me.
How are you going to lose weight if you take out... You only got a couple of bumps.
Yeah, that's as much as I can go.
All right.
Man, it hurts.
Well, I'm going to put it on because I'm going to be skinny by the end of the show.
By the end of the show, huh?
Right.
Good luck. I can't wait till you start belching.
Good. 1-800-330-9999. Am I being crazy or is this just straight up weird?
Well, I think you're going to be seeing more of it one way or the other.
No, I don't want to.
Well, whether or not you want to doesn't mean you're going to be able to stop it. It's a tidal wave, Anna Zapp.
I'm Anna. That's Raven Star 99.9. So I was at a birthday party over the weekend. And it's good friends of mine. It was their twins, right? So his father, so the kid's grandfather, was walking around with an iPad. Now, the aunt, she could not be there that day. She was out of the country. So on this iPad is her face, and she's Skyping, right?
So it's not like a photo. He's walking around, and he's like, well, she sends her best. No, she's actually, like, on the message.
The gentleman is holding an iPad against his chest,
right,
with the screen facing out, with his daughter, the aunt, on there live.
Right.
She's Skyping into the party. For the entire 2-hour trampoline party, she's there.
Right.
Now, you know, I go and I say hello.
I didn't know that weirds you out.
And I say hello to the father. You know, I say hi. You know, I know them. But I'm like, am I supposed to acknowledge that there's a person on the screen?
Right.
You bend down and like, hello there.
And what is their positioning during this when they're on the screen? Are they just sitting there, you know, steadfastly in front of the camera?
Yes. Okay. Like, I mean, full close up at the face. And I'm like,
Is that more or less off-putting if they were like doing things, doing chores around their house at the same time while this is going on?
100% focused. Just that. And I'm like, I don't want to talk to the screen. Like, first of all, like, I don't know her all that well.
Right.
But now
I'm going to make small talk with an iPad.
Exactly. I got to stand at this guy's chest holding an iPad and while there's somebody there.
He's walking around holding it. There's no mount.
No.
He's
just holding it against his... He's holding it in his hands.
Right.
That's and so I'm weird. Like, for the entire 2 hours, and we're singing happy birthday, and here she is on the screen.
Right.
Happy
She's
birthday.
She's singing too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it really speaks volumes to their modem speed at least, though.
Right,
I mean,
seriously.
If they're keeping up and her timing is good with like that, her internet connection is better than mine.
And I get it. My niece and my nephew, they live in Texas, so I hate when I can't be there for the big milestones.
Sure,
missing
sure.
the birthday parties. Truly, I understand. But I would never want to just my face being walked around on an iPad where I'm interactively part of the party.
This is the best.
What do you do? So I now have avoided him and her because I don't know what to do.
Right. You don't want to run into either of them. So now you can't have a conversation with either of those people here at the party.
And it's not like we're at a private home where it's quiet and everyone is sitting around a table.
Oh, my gosh.
We're at a trampoline park.
Oh, this is the best. So there's other parties going on at the same time.
Can anybody even hear this person on the iPad?
Well, every once in a while, she would talk to, like, she would have a conversation. So here's the man holding the iPad against his chest with, you know, his daughter there. And people are just talking to his chest.
Questions. So if you're the guy holding the iPad, do you get involved in the conversation too, or is that just confusing? That's like three people on a party line now, and you can't do it. So you're just supposed to sit there in silence.
It's like Total Phone. Remember that?
Right.
Yeah. No,
right.
I don't know. So he would at times. he would talk too,
yeah.
And he would, and it would be like a conversation amongst the people. And I was,
right.
I just decided it's to like avoid the whole situation.
It's a conference call.
Right.
I mean, it's
right.
weird.
It's spooky, call. Man. What about his fingers? Do they hurt? Like, there's no mount for this. There's
right.
no baby Bjorn like
no.
type holder
no.
for the iPad. So he's
so jacked.
And an iPad is thin, man. So he's got like a jacked grip on it on the side,
yep.
And you can't touch the screen because then you're gonna hang up on them.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like some little side menu is gonna come up if you just touch that side of that touch screen one bit. So he's just holding it like this.
So now
compressing his hands against it.
2 hours I couldn't make eye contact with
right.
him or her because at first I'm like, hi.
I feel like you handled it the best way you could.
Right, yeah. right.
And then
sure.
you just moved away.
Right. Every time they walked into a room, I would slowly back into another corner.
Right. What happens when he has to go to the bathroom?
Do you have to take her to the bathroom?
Someone hold her.
Somebody hold her there.
So confused. It's
I
like a
know.
Toddler on your chest.
Am I out of line? Because I think that's super weird. If you want to chime in on this, call us at 1-800-330-9999. Or do you think this is totally acceptable and it's just the future?
I was at a party over the weekend where our gentleman was holding an iPad up, Skyping with his daughter on mm-hmm. it so she could be part of the party for the entire 2 hours. And it was just so odd to me to like watch somebody's face for just 2 hours walking around a trampoline park.
This
you know?
Is the aunt of the kids 2 hours viewing the entire birthday party.
And I just thought it was strange because like, am I supposed to have a conversation with the iPad that the guy is clutching against his
right.
chest? I don't know.
It's so uncomfortable for so many different reasons.
Is this weird? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Not weird. Think about it. What if it's someone you love? People do it all the time these days, especially at weddings when they have to be across another country and they can't come here because of paperwork. You want to, on your son's wedding day or on your daughter's wedding day, I mean, I don't know about a trampoline party, but a big event like that, yeah.
I mean, I could see for some, like if it was at a church and it was the wedding and they wanted to be there to watch the actual nuptials. Okay, I get it. But 2 hours of kids screaming and bouncing up and down and jumping into foam pits,
right.
you know? Like, you really need to be there for that?
Thank you for the call. You know what I think is it's a sliding scale. I mean, so she mentions mom or dad. You're going to miss, you know, some big life event. Listen, if you got an internet connection or something like that, get on a plane, right? That's other technology that's been around a little bit longer.
Yeah, but I mean, people can't always afford that, and they're far away. I understand that.
Is it different, though, based on what family member you are? Third cousin doesn't get to Skype in.
Right.
Who's carrying the third cousin around? Nobody's carrying that around. Parents, okay, we can hire somebody to do that. You know, sister, brother, all right, I guess.
But that's it. That's the cutoff.
That's the cutoff.
Immediate
family, that's it.
Right.
Even first, second cousins, I mean, a huge wedding. First cousins might not be bringing dates. You're considering Skyping them in.
Here's the rule. If you're not allowed into an emergency room in a life or death situation because you're not an immediate family member, you cannot Skype into a party.
I will sign off on that.
All right. But what do we want to know, though? What do you think about this? 1-800-330-9999. Give us a call. Technology has gone too far. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think I am.
You feel like this is a threshold moment, what you witnessed at this birthday party over the weekend.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So what happened was I was at a birthday party. It was 4-year-old twins. I love these babies to death. And I guess their aunt couldn't be there because she's abroad.
Okay.
So their grandfather is holding an iPad clutched to his chest for the entire 2 hours at the trampoline park with the aunt being live broadcasted, Skyping into the party.
Yeah, it's a little
just
strange.
Just walking around
so
the
weird.
Entire time so she can see everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But keep in mind, we're at a trampoline park.
Right.
There's foam and there's kids swinging
music.
And there's screaming and there's
yeah.
a rock wall and
right.
the music is so
black
loud.
Lights, all that type of stuff. Right. I mean, was she engaging in conversation with every person or just watching half the time? Because then you've got that ominous person that's just watching.
Well,
you.
It was a lot of watching because it was so loud. And
right.
I felt like I couldn't engage because I was like, what am I supposed to do? Talk to this guy's chest?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's strange because I know them.
My
I've
eyes
known
are
them
up
for
here.
Years.
My eyes are up here
right.
in this app.
It's, you know, like, what do you look at his face? Do you look at the screen that's staring at you?
Right,
and it's
right.
like, oh, yeah, here's the baby. Yep, she's doing well.
I
9
see
months
him.
Now.
I see him starting up with a lot of energy. Like, at the beginning of the party, she's up here. She's right
under
below
the chin.
His chin.
Right
below
chin.
The chin is the iPad, right? And by the end of the party, she's down at the dad.
The belly.
She's way
yeah.
down there.
He's actually balancing
right?
it on a stomach.
He's like, does anybody have any duct tape? I just want to get through this party.
When they serve the pizza, which always, there's always pizza at trampoline park parties.
Of course.
I'm like, oh, is he going to set her up holding the iPad?
Right.
But he did. He held her with one hand and then the pizza in the other hand.
I mean, so obviously he's done this before because that takes practice. Nobody can put an iPad in the right position on FaceTime or whatever. It's nearly impossible.
I don't know. What do you think about this? Am I out of line because I think that it's super wacky and it's strange? 1-800-330-9999. Anne on Raven.
Hey, guys. First, I want to start off by saying I love your show. I just recently started listening to you guys. You guys are amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
To the Skyping thing, I think it's absolutely ridiculous. Maybe 15, 20 minutes, but anything more than that, you're ruining my time at the party now.
Right. You know, maybe a say hello when the person first arrives, or maybe like the singing of happy birthday or something like that. But other than that,
absolutely,
Anna was chased around the trampoline park by this. She had to keep avoiding this guy with the screen because it was just so off-putting.
Right. It wasn't that it was chasing me, but it was just part of the party. And I was just trying to avoid it because I didn't know how to handle it.
Right.
Yeah, you just leave. You go to another party.
Or you make him drop that iPad at some point by accident. Oh, I'm sorry. I bumped into you.
Right. I mean, that could have happened. We were at a trampoline park with 1,000 4-year-olds running around.
Surrounded by danger.
Yeah. Right.
And if you put the person on the trampoline that's holding the iPad, does the person that's Skyping in immediately get vertigo and end up sick?
Maybe. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you think this is weird?
I don't think it's weird. If you love someone, it doesn't even have to be a relative. If you've got a friend that's out of the country and you want to be at a party for their kid, you should absolutely be there.
I think the message that I get his is that if you are willing to carry around somebody else at the party the entire time, the truth is you, the carrier, you don't want to be at that party. You're trying to avoid conversation. Don't talk to me. Talk to the screen.
That's a different question.
Right.
I was thinking about, I mean, I guess because it's her father, she has no choice. He has no choice. He's
right.
Like, yes, whatever you
right.
want. But like,
it's so much easier than paying college tuition at that point. Right.
If somebody asked me, they're like, hey, listen, I know you're going to this party on Sunday. Would you mind holding an iPad clutched to your chest for 2 hours and walk around with me on it and engage in conversation with complete strangers while I sit here on my couch in Dubai?
Right.
Would you have an issue with this? I'd be like, a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even think I'd let him get the entire question out. I think I'd be like, are you crazy? First off, I'm going to drop you. Second off, I need my hands to carry my drinks.
Right, exactly. How am I going to have a cocktail at this trampoline party if I'm holding you clutch to my chest? Discovering something brand new. I'm in
love with the shape of you. Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Nate and Elena joining us together this morning. Elena, we're going to start with you. What's going on?
Nate is a great guy. Do not get me wrong. I love you to death. I even love his 5-year-old daughter. Now, over the years, the thing that has really held us back is whether his daughter is his. Now, his ex cheated on him. And before we get married, we're getting married and I'm happy. Don't get me wrong. I love him. I just want to know whether or not his child is his. So that way, when we take this next chapter in life, I'm comfortable in taking care of her along with him.
Oh.
Only because I know that now I will have to take care of her myself. So I need to know, we need to know if this child is his.
That is touchy.
Yeah, let me, Nate, your side of this. Let me just understand this a little bit better here. You're not sure whether or not she's your daughter biologically, but you don't really care. It's not important enough to you to know.
And you've raised her the last 5 years as your own, of course, right?
Correct. Yes.
And your intention is still to do this. What would you do if you got the results at this point in life that she was not your daughter?
I mean, first of all, I don't think that's the case. Yes. My ex was cheating on me at the time, but she looks like me. She has my mouth. She has my big nose. I've loved her since the day she was born, and I just wouldn't want her to not have a father like I didn't have a father.
Right.
I just think, even if I found out, I just think of myself almost like the stepdad. You know, it's like, I want to be in her life. I've taken care of her, and think it would turn over her world, like, to know that I wasn't really her dad.
Well, no question.
No,
I mean,
course.
It would turn over everybody's
you
world.
You are her father, but wouldn't you want to know? And I get the money situation. I get it. It's like, she doesn't want to support someone else's child that isn't her own. But at this point, I just feel like it's my responsibility to step up and be the guy.
Well, you just said the words, that she's your child one way or the other. So, I mean, if that's the case financially, you're going to turn your back on the child because biologically she's not yours? I'm not not sure, Elena, you know, what would be truly the result of that. If you're looking for a release from obligation, that's one thing. But you can't say I'm there for you and not be there for somebody if you're not, right? So
I just feel as though this has been something that's been happening for a very long time, the last 5 years. And it will benefit him to know, whether he is a father or not, I know Nate will still be there. But wouldn't you rather just know if you have a father or not? Because this has been a question mark for the last 5 years. Mm-hmm.
She has a good point. There's something to be said about having that closure and maybe having that closure now. I mean, would you rather find out in 15 years when she's 20?
Well, let me tell you what's going to happen is if these rumors are still going around when this kid is a teenager, they're going to want to know. So maybe you do need to find out now. Maybe it is better off.
Yeah.
You know, it's an easy way to do it, not paternity test. You can just go to Ancestry.com and have her spit in a thing.
And this is crazy today, but we're going to ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with Elena, Nate, that maybe doing this test now and confronting your daughter's mom and your ex-girlfriend about it and saying, I want to have this resolved now, is the thing to do, especially before you get into a marriage. But they may see Nate's side too, that if he doesn't want to do it and he's not comfortable, Elena, you just need to back off on this and respect the fact that your fiance isn't ready. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, I guess.
I'll listen.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Star 99.9, Jaguar Land Rover Fairfield, Connecticut traffic.
This traffic report is brought to you by Target. 95 going southbound. Heavy delays from 24 in Fairfield all the way down to 13 in Norwalk. Parkway going southbound tapping the brakes from 44 in Fairfield to 41 in Westport. Target Drive Up is the world's fastest Target run. All squeezed out of sunscreen, drive up, and they'll bring the order right out to your car. It's easy and free. Target run and done. Jaguar Land Rover Fairfield traffic, Star 99.9.
It's a tough one this morning. Honda of Westport, Couples Court, Star 99.9. Elena is getting married to Nate. Nate has a 5-year-old daughter from a previous relationship. For many years, he's believed that there's a possibility that this child is not biologically his.
No, he never said that. He does not believe that. She believes that, and other people in the rumor mill believe that. He believes that the daughter's his.
He doesn't necessarily. It's tough because he. She wants him to have a paternity test.
It's a possibility.
It's a possibility. The girlfriend has admitted to cheating to him in the past. And she wants him to have a paternity test, but he doesn't feel comfortable doing it because he loves the little girl.
Right.
But what do you think? Should he do it and just squash the rumors? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Anna and Raven.
The father's side. Like, I understand him, and as someone who grew up without a father, it's nice to see someone who wishes to have a daughter, whether it's theirs or not.
That's a really good point.
I mean, blood is not the definitive thing when it comes to family. You know what's interesting to me is that they're talking about these rumors and these thoughts and these questions as to whether or not this is actually his daughter. But these rumors are being perpetrated by her, by Elena, by the other people that are gossiping. Why are you gossiping about somebody else's child?
I don't know if that's necessarily true,
to be honest. That's how I feel.
I feel like she's getting into a marriage, and she just wants to know where this child stands. I mean,
she says she loves her.
Yeah, not that I agree with her pressuring him, but I understand where she's coming from. Like, don't you want to know early on? Why do you want to make this a big deal when the child is older?
Right, but if you love that kid and say that you're going to provide for them, then what difference does this make? She's looking for an out, sounds like.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. No, it's tricky this morning. Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. Elena and Nate are getting married, but Nate has a 5-year-old daughter that he loves from a previous relationship. Here's the thing. He admits that his ex-girlfriend had admitted to cheating on him, and there's always been this lingering thought that possibly the daughter's not his. Elena says, before we get married, you should have a paternity test. We should know where we stand with her. He doesn't feel comfortable doing that. He's like, I love her. I don't know if I want to know.
Listen, he says her nose looks like mine. Her eyes look like mine. Her smile looks like mine. She's mine. It doesn't make any difference. Information's key. If these rumors are going to go ahead and keep going when this kid is 13, 14 years old, they're probably going to want to end up knowing at some point. But I don't know. Doing
it's
it
tough.
Right now at 5, and certainly doing it because somebody is saying you need to do it before we get married, I don't like being forced to a decision, I'll say that.
What do you think about this? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
Oh, I'm listening. I just want to make a comment that a sperm donor doesn't make a father.
Well, that is 100% accurate. I mean, I agree with you on that, but I mean, if you wonder and you want to know, just maybe it's not going to change anything. Maybe he'll never mention it, but it's just for his own sanity to know.
Information could be key. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on his side. Because
if she loves him and wants to be with him, she has to understand that he loves her and she is his daughter and she needs to accept him for who he is. I'm not trying to pose her will and her thoughts on somebody else.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's all or nothing when you're getting married. You have the opportunity to get married. You were asked to get married. You said yes, which means, again, it's all or nothing.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
The husband. Only because, you know, I don't know if biologically or not. Honestly, I don't think it matters if for him. So I don't think she should be making a big deal about it. I mean, either way, if the daughter found out that he questioned it, you know, you're opening up Pandora's box.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Nate, our audience agreed with you. Elena, this is his issue. It's his worries. And if he's not comfortable going through with this to do a paternity test, then you need to back off.
That is ridiculous. I think that we're getting married and we should know because now I love that little girl. But I'm taking care of her now as well. His money is now our money. So how is that? That's just really unfair.
I mean, we're all going to have to owe somebody money the rest of our lives. I don't know. It sounds a little bit callous. You either accept all of who he is the day that you get married or you don't get married. So maybe that's the other consideration that you take.
Exactly.
All right. I guess I'll have to.
Nate, you must be relieved with this result.
I appreciate the audience giving us their feedback. I love Elena, and it's something that I'll always consider. I just don't want it to be the defining moment of like whether or not she's in my life.
I got it. Well, we wish you the best of luck. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Dude, it wasn't cheap.
You ought to know. You bought
it. Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Man, are you awake? Yeah. As soon as your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
I'm not going back to being poor and dancing at the wizard's dinner.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Melody, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure, good luck.
Okay, Melody. Raven is walking on out of here. He's going out in the hallway. When that door closes, he's not going to be able to hear us anymore. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It goes to Raven. But if you beat him, I hook you up with a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, number 1. Britney Spears visited Target 80 times last year. What color is the bullseye at Target's mascot's miniature bull terrier's eye?
Red.
Number 2. Dancing with the Stars season 28 will have a tweaked format and returns next month. What network is it on?
I don't know. You don't watch TV.
Okay, number 3. A complete Pokemon card set sold for $107,000. What gaming company is the sole owner of the Pokemon trademark?
I don't know. Okay. I'm not winning today. Darn it.
Number 4. Lego releasing a Disney train and station set that captures the most iconic parts of Disneyland. What city is Disneyland in?
Disneyland. I can't remember.
Okay, and All right, number 5. The 90210 main cast members are making $70,000 an episode for their acting services. What was the name of their high school in 90210?
I don't watch it, so I suck.
Oh, Melody, it's okay. Let me bring Raven in.
How'd you do?
Melody got 1 right.
1 right is not good.
No.
That is not good.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. I feel a little bit shaky this morning.
Number 1. Britney Spears visited Target 80 times last year. What color is the bullseye around Target's mascot's miniature bull terrier's eye?
It's red.
Red is correct. You guys are tied at 1. Number 2, Dancing with the Stars season 28 will have a tweaked format and returns next month. What network is it on?
It's on ABC, isn't it?
Yep. You've beat Melody already. Number 3. A complete Pokemon card set sold for $107,000 at auction. What gaming company is the sole owner of the Pokemon trademark?
Is it Activision?
No, it's Nintendo.
I should have guessed that. Yep.
Number 4, Lego releasing a Disney train station set that captures the most iconic parts of Disneyland. What city is Disneyland in?
Disneyland is in... Oh, gosh. Is Disneyland... Disneyland is the one in California in...
Come on, Raven.
Is it Anaheim?
Anaheim is correct. Woo! My gosh, how long is it going to take you to span an answer?
Well, I just really hung up on whether that was Disneyland or Disney World.
All right.
You know, it's so confusing.
It's not.
Well, it's not confusing if you go every year. No.
Number five, the 90210 main cast members are making $70,000 an episode for their acting services. What was the name of their high school in 90210?
Oh, it's Beverly Hills High, isn't it?
Nope, it's West Beverly.
Oh, West Beverly, right. I should have known. No wonder Ian Ziering needs to sell that lotion.
Okay, so here's the thing, Melody. Raven beat you 3-1 this morning.
I got four.
No, you didn't get Nintendo, silly.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I still beat you.
Well.
I felt like I had four.
Melody.
Melody from Stratford, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you for trying, Melody. Have a great day. We're going to have another shot for you to get the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. That's coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley. You did not do well. The right person could have taken you down today.
Well, that's not what happened.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
Talk about something good. The Core Training Academy in Milford Orange, which focuses on softball and baseball training, is actually now also offering the Core 5 Expression Center, which is helping children with special needs. Anya and 10-year-old Eddie joining us this morning. Anya, let's start with you. Can you tell us how this all came together?
Sure. Thank you so much, Anna. Yeah, so Core 5 is an initiative that Bill Estermley, who is in charge of Core Training Academy and Eddie's father, had developed when he realized that there wasn't really a space for all kids. All inclusion. Yes, Core Training, it's a not-for-profit baseball and softball training facility, and they have, you know, the competitive travel teams, yes. But within our physical building, Bill was looking for something else to service all kids. And, you know, kids like Eddie who are interested in music and science and other things. So it's an academic support area and an overall support area for all kids. Not every kid fits a certain mold.
Right.
And so Bill was like, all right, it doesn't exist. I'll build it. We're so happy that we have so many community partners and we're just continuing to grow. BIC just donated about $20,000 worth of lab equipment, like
nice.
Science tables and sinks. And so we can really get those wonderful science experiments and stuff going in the Core 5 facility.
Eddie, what do you like to do at the Core 5 Expression Center?
Well, paint and do science projects.
Oh, that sounds super cool. Like, what's the coolest science project you've ever done?
Like a volcano.
Nice.
Yeah, volcanoes are real cool.
Yeah, I never did the volcano experiment. Like, sadly, from back in my childhood, I missed that whole thing.
So, Eddie, maybe we should invite Anna and Raven to come do some science experiments or some of the music or the art with us. What do you
think?
Yeah.
That'd be great. How does a child qualify to attend Core 5 Expression Center? And is it all free? How does that work?
So we are a not-for-profit. Everything is just developing. You know, we're still looking for community partners, like I mentioned about BIC, Home Depot, and Cowed Rugs, and there's quite a few other community partners that have pledged to help us. We're still in the process of building out. We really, really hope to have it up and running right after the start of school.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, you know, building and everything, it takes some time. And
sure.
We're still looking for support from the community with fundraising and anyone who's like, hey, I'm an electrician, I'm going to come donate my time. That's awesome, too.
What was the inspiration to put a special needs children's center like this inside of an athletic center?
I mean, it's really good. I think a lot of it has to do with Eddie and, you know, being able to service all kids. If you go to the Core Training Academy and you look at our core values, and that's a big thing, there's core values.
Eddie, what else do you enjoy doing?
Eddie also does a lot of announcing at local baseball.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, we need a sample of that. Can you pretend like you're announcing a game for us really quick? What would you say?
Now batting Raven.
And then when he strikes out, what do we do?
Boom!
You're going to strike out?
No
way.
Right.
Maybe Raven's going to hit a ball so hard it'll fly like a raven.
I could.
Yeah.
I think so.
Back in the day, that was what I did.
For more information, visit coretrainingacademy.org.